everyone, and welcome to week four of Direct Selling Now. It's March 2017, which still seems so crazy to say, but my name is Lindsay Tompkins, and I am the social media trainer with Step Into Success, and this month we're talking all about sponsoring. Now, you guys know, like I said, that I'm the social media girl on the team, so everything that I talk about is going to tie in with social media every single month. So this month, in terms of sponsoring, we're going to be talking about that big buzzword that you may be hearing from other trainers or from the leaders on your team or from other consultants in the field, and that's attraction marketing. So in direct sales, attraction marketing means that the significance no longer falls on the product or around the company, but on the particular person behind that business. So you no longer have to try to convince people, you know, to trust some products they may never attempt, or maybe a company they may by no means heard of. But you can get them to trust you as somebody, you know, your ability to guide them towards results and your lucrative business tips. So a good attraction marketing system is going to do four things. And one, it's going to attract an endless supply of leads. The second part of the system is creating a relationship with these leads. The third part of the system will allow you to generate income from those leads, and not just a one-hitter, but residual. So an example of this would be, you know, in a Facebook group. And the last part of the system is duplicating it to those that join your opportunity and join your team. So the best way to do attraction marketing is to, number one, give away invaluable content. You know, always providing good content allows and always gives you the best leads and result in your business online. When it comes to building a reliable attraction marketing system, you need to build your reputation based on what? On trust. Because we know that people do business with people they know, like, and trust, and people they want to be friends with. So now we're going to break this down and, you know, let's really talk about social media. Now, obviously, this idea of attraction marketing would work in any setting, but it lends best to Facebook because it's an easy way to build likability. You don't need to rely on running into someone in person, seeing them at an event or a party, or having enough time, say at the grocery store, to have a conversation with them. Facebook and other social media platforms like, you know, Instagram allows you to share information about yourself, have an open forum to teach, inform, and entertain others. It exists in real time, you know, like Facebook Live, so you can build dialogue and strong relationships with people. But it also exists outside of real time, so you can have people view your posts, your photos, and videos at any time of day, which gives you the ability to reach more people because your exposure isn't dependent on time. So, you know, on television, for example, if you miss, you know, the 8 o'clock news, then you miss the 8 o'clock news. But on social media, regardless if you're doing a Facebook Live or something recorded or a post, people are able to see your posts indefinitely. And of course, it allows you to reach people you never would have otherwise met. Social media is one of the best places to develop leads for your business because you have the opportunity to build a community of like-minded people. And I always suggest this through Facebook groups. If you haven't taken my Facebook groups course, I definitely suggest you look into that at stepintosuccess.com. You also want to position yourself as the expert and go-to person for your industry by what you share and post. And you want to find more people through people sharing and commenting on the posts that you share on Facebook or Instagram. So say, for example, I shared or commented on a Step Into Success post. It's likely that my friend Sarah will see in her newsfeed, Lindsay Tompkins commented on Step Into Success's video, how to do a $3,000 party in under an hour. You know, this will cause my friend to go watch it and thus building your fan base. And anytime we're cultivating friendships on Facebook, we are building leads and a list of people to talk about our business opportunity. Now, I want to be clear that I never will train you to spam people. I will never train you to message people you don't know and immediately talk about your opportunity. Unfortunately, direct sellers are making a name for themselves on social media, but not in a positive way. We are coming off as spammy salespeople, desperate to make a buck or earn back the cost of our kit. We know our business is are so much more than that. We know that we can create so much more than that. So you need to learn the proper tools for social sponsoring and then use them consistently. And I just want to mention this too, is that social sponsoring is all about the long game. It is much easier to recruit somebody at a home party because they get to see your job in action, they've experienced the products firsthand, and they get to see the excitement of their friends. They think, wow, everyone loves this and this was a lot of fun. I think I could do something like this a night or two a week. Plus, obviously, trust is built faster. Someone is more likely to trust you because their friend trusted you enough to invite them into their home. They don't need a long period of time to build that relationship. It kind of almost comes with the package. But social media is different. So for the most part, you will be developing leads that you don't know outside of social media. And this will take time because it takes time to earn someone's trust and build that relationship. But this is absolutely why consistency is key in social sponsoring, because you have to be ready to work hard for an extended period of time. So before we get into my system for social sponsoring, we need to start with the most important ingredient to becoming a successful recruiter. And that is the belief that you are capable of changing someone else's life simply by sharing your business. You need to approach sponsoring from the attitude of helping others. It's not about what you can get, it's truly about what you can give. And as soon as you decide that it doesn't matter how you benefit or not, and your intention is only to serve others, that fear of sponsoring will go away. And even more than that, people will sense your heart, and that is what makes them want to do business with you. Your products are amazing. They're consumable, they're affordable, there's a bunch of different things that are amazing about your product, but it's not enough to make someone want to do business with you, because most of us leave us out of the equation and out of the system. For social sponsoring, you absolutely have to lead with you. You are your business. Sponsoring strong leads who have higher retention rates comes when you get them to want to do business with you. And once you have them interested in you and you've built that trust, the benefits of becoming a consultant is just the icing on the cake that will get them off the fence and choose to represent your products or your company over someone else's. And you cultivate that sort of community and following by simply caring more about someone else. And once you truly have that belief and that faith that what you put into the universe will come back to you, then there will be no stopping you when it comes to sponsoring. So what I want you guys to do after, you know, pause this right now, do this at the end of this audio, is I want you guys to say out loud, you know, I want you to be grateful for what you currently have. Look positively at your business. No matter what rank you are in your company or how big your last commission check was, I really want you guys to look at the glass half full, because your attitude is everything and will absolutely reflect what you receive. And once you learn this and you develop this, you know, sense of belief in yourself and implement the right systems, all you have to do, guys, is do it consistently, like I said, for an extended period of time. So you can't learn something, try it out once, and expect success. You know, just because you're listening to this with me right now doesn't mean tomorrow you're going to recruit 30 people. It doesn't mean that you won't recruit 30 people. You absolutely can. You just have to decide that you're going to and keep working the system until you do. Majority of the time when we're not successful at sponsoring, it's not because we're not good at it or we don't have the right systems or tools or word choices. It's because we didn't try long enough. We weren't consistent or persistent. And that's usually why we've never had that big conversation with ourselves on why we want our businesses to grow. You have to go into sponsoring with the mindset that it's going to take consistent effort, and yes, it's going to take a lot of no's. But we don't set that expectation for ourselves. You know, we don't say to ourselves when we go into something that we're going to hear no. And we don't do that for our team members either. We're telling everyone who comes into the business, it's super easy. All you have to do is share the opportunity on Facebook and invite people to do this with you. You know, and add a bit of pixie dust, a toad's foot, spin around 3 times, and poof, there's your rock star. But it doesn't happen that way. You know, you're going to hear no. You'll hear no, not right now. Learn to love the no's and move on despite them. You know, think about it this way. If I told you there was a precious diamond in your backyard, would you go dig for it? Of course you would. You'd look through every stone, you'd turn over every rock just to find it. And every stone you threw to the side would get you more excited that you were that much closer to discovering your diamond. You know, we give up on ourselves too easily in general, you know, in our life, with our weight, our business. You have to go into sponsoring with this, you know, warrior mindset. You will succeed and you will endure the hard work because the reward of changing someone's life and thus changing your own is that diamond in your backyard. It's just way too sweet, precious, and rewarding to pass up. So let's get into these tips and the system that you guys are going to use. So first is, of course, you need to find people and things that uplift you. You need to have people or trainings or books to go to when you're down because you will be down. Some days it might be your attitude or your sales or your group volume. You know, it won't always be perfect. But this is why we need to have things in advance that we know that will lift us up and motivate us. Maybe it's personal development books, trainings like Direct Selling for Dummies or our Direct Selling Now Plus community, or even the training in your back office. Anything that will remind you that you can do this and give you new things to try. You need to go into sponsoring with a plan. So when I feel defeated, what will pick me back up? Preparing for failure will help you get over the fear of it because you will have the tools to help you push forward. The second thing I want you guys to do is I really want you guys to start to journal. Any great business coach will tell you to do this, and there's a reason why. Because it works. Get a journal and every single day write what you did. What tasks did you do or accomplish? You know, how did you feel? What were you happy about? What did you learn? What worked? What didn't? Then when you have a bad week or maybe you run into a dry season, you can revisit those good days or weeks when you were selling and sponsoring like crazy and mimic those same behaviors and feelings. It will also help you refocus and stay on track. Let's say, for example, you talked to a dance teacher and she was really interested in your product. You had built a relationship with her on social media. Maybe you attended a class with her or your daughter did. And you started to chat with her about what you offer. On a bad day, you may think, oh, I need to call Lisa again and help her get off the fence. She's a hot lead and I know she was interested. Or let's say that Lisa signed already. You go back and think, wow, Lisa was super interested because she believed in the product and felt like it aligned with her lifestyle of being a dance teacher. Well, you get to see that conversation and partnering really worked. So do you know what? I should go find more dance teachers and more people like Lisa. Then you spend the next hour finding dance studios or yoga studios or fitness centers in your area, look up their instructors, and decide on a class you want to take to help you build that relationship. Social media is great for this because everyone is at your fingertips. Almost no one is out of reach. It's easy to have conversations with people you don't know. You know, connect with them, build friendships, get involved in what they have going on, become their friend. You know, get them to like you by generally caring about them. And once you develop this, then your business will organically come up in conversation and these people will become great leads. So it's not about, you know, just messaging people. It's not just about, you know, spamming people. It's important to remember what I said earlier. You have to actually care. You actually have to want to connect with people, love on people, and change people's lives. Otherwise, all we're doing is Facebook stalking and manipulating people. So when you're journaling, also be sure to write down everyone you talked to that day and any relevant information about them. You know, their name, the date, whether they were interested, why or why not. This is important because it builds your lead list, but it also helps you develop your law of averages. You know, eventually you're going to see a pattern with your sponsoring. You know, for example, it takes me 20 no's to get a yes. So that means if your goal is to sponsor 4 people next month, you're going to need to talk to 80 people, which is approximately 2 to 3 people per day. This is also going to help you develop a system and set goals, as well as become more comfortable with hearing the word no, because no's will mean that you're getting closer to those yeses. But this won't stay that way. With time, it's going to change and your law of average, you know, so they call it, is going to get better. You know, once you start to sponsor, you're going to gain that momentum, confidence, you know, and excitement, especially when you're doing it consistently. So this average will get better. Say only 7 no's for every yes, and you'll sponsor more than you ever have before. Plus, you will get to approach people with that excitement. You can say, oh my gosh, Sarah, this opportunity is so perfect for you. I had another dance instructor start just last week. The product really aligns with what you stand for. Plus, you have an endless supply of customers walking through your studio door every single week. This will give you confidence in that approach. And sponsoring consistently will also help you from losing team members. Why? Because they'll always have people in your team at the same place as them. When you're only sponsoring once every 5 months, for example, you're bringing one person into an established culture and an established community. You're introducing them to people who are already working the business and doing the business at a faster speed with more confidence. And this usually leaves the new team member feeling pretty disconnected and outside of your community. However, if you decided and you committed to recruiting 2 to 3 people every single month, you're gonna have more people coming in and starting at the same stage as you. They'll have more people to bounce ideas off of, and they'll feel like, you know, their own little group of beginners. And this will always increase your retention. So writing all of this down in your journal is important. You need to measure and track your success. You know, SMART goals are measurable goals. If you can measure it, you can improve it. You have to stay focused on the fact that this is truly a numbers game. So don't take the no's to heart. Understand that you need the no's to get closer to a yes. And if you never ask, it will always be a no. And that's where we really stall out with our business. So remember, when you approach people on social media, it's important to become their friend. Think about how you can actually help them. You know, sponsoring is not about you. The true definition of sponsoring is a person who vouches or is responsible for a person or a thing. You are responsible for helping someone else chase their dreams and find their happiness, not just your own. You know, this is a big deal and it's extremely rewarding, not only as a consultant, but as a person. So now that we understand all of this, I think it's safe to say you're all pretty ready for the system, and I know you're excited and you're thinking, do you know what? I can do this. I can help others. I can get over this fear. So here are some tips I want you to write down. Number one, I want you to be careful what you post. Statistics show that if people don't like your cover photo, your display photo, or even your last post, they're less likely to look at the rest of your profile. Remember, all these things are your first impression with someone. Even if you post positively every single day, that one day you complain or negative or offensive online is the day someone or a lead will come to your page, and that's how they'll view you. I did a training on this not too long ago, but have you ever heard of the saying, you are what you eat? Well, to your customers, leads, and friends, you are what you post on Facebook. If you air your dirty laundry online, post statuses about fights or disagreements with other moms and, you know, the PTA or your ex-husband, you know, are you talking badly about others, or do you have an overall negative attitude? Well, that's exactly how your customers see you. So it's important to always be uplifting and inspirational. The second thing is, you want to build a community online by sharing valuable content. You want to teach people things. You know, become the expert and an influencer in your industry. Remember, give value before you ever ask for value. You can do this on your personal profile, your business page, and most importantly, in groups. So, like I said, my VIP group training is definitely one of my favorite, and it's definitely one of the most beneficial for your business, because it's going to help you build that community and then help you obtain repeat sales from them. So if that's something that you don't have, I definitely suggest checking that out. You know, also go on Facebook Live. Let people see you and get to know you. People do business with people they want to be friends with, and they become friends with people that they want to know and people that they trust. So sharing information that they care about will get them engaging with your posts, recommending you to others, and then ultimately leading them towards joining you. The next thing you want to do is you want to put yourself out there. You know, join other Facebook groups and become a member of other online communities. Do you want to sponsor more people like Lisa? Well, find local Facebook groups for moms, people who are dedicated to health, and so on. You know, most gyms and studios have private Facebook groups for their members. If a gym in town has your ideal clientele, then join the gym, join the group, and get to networking. Next is, you know, I said this, but I need to say it again. Truly learn to be focused on loving others. Don't just get others to love you. We have to decide and understand that changing someone else's life is the ticket to changing your own. That's the satisfaction from a team member succeeding is more rewarding than our own paycheck. You know, look at Starbucks, one of the biggest business success stories out there. Ask their CEO how important profit is. Of course, it's essential for a business, but it's at the bottom of their list of priorities. It's the last goal for them. And because of this, because they truly care about their employees and the experience they create for every single customer that walks in their door, that's what made them profitable. The next thing that you're going to want to write down is please do not spam people. But we do want to message people on Messenger. It's important with the algorithm because our Facebook newsfeed shows us people and content that we care about. And Facebook assumes that anyone we're talking to privately in Facebook Messenger are people that we care about and people that we're close to. So the more you talk in Messenger with somebody, the more likely they are to see your posts in their newsfeeds. You know, you can message people about something they posted to compliment them, congratulate them, wish them happy birthday or condolences. You know, the purpose again isn't to manipulate or spam. I'm telling you right now, if you don't start caring more about people and wanting to change their life, you'll never be successful at sponsoring. You also can't fake it. You have to be authentic. You know, your company is more than just your products. You literally have an opportunity at your fingertips to love on people. One of my favorite things that I keep saying right now is that on social media, you need to collect less likes and change more hearts. And funny enough, the latter always improves the former. The next thing you're going to want to do to increase your social sponsoring is you're going to want to create an opportunity video and host it on somewhere like YouTube. You know, people will find it organically in some cases, and that's an extra bonus. But you want this to help take some work off of you. While you're building your community, making friends, and caring about people, they will start to ask you about your business. For whatever reason, people get nervous about getting on the phone. They feel too pushed sometimes talking to you in real time. But if you said to them, of course, I'd love to share more information with you. If I sent you a short video, would you watch it? They'll say yes or no. And obviously, if they asked you about it, your chances of them saying yes is high. Then you ask them, okay, when do you think you'll have watched it by? It's about 20 minutes long. And they'll answer, okay, by Thursday. Then you'll say something like, great, here's a link to the video. Be sure to have a pen and paper with you while you watch it and write down any questions you have. Friday I will follow up with you and we can set up a call where I answer your questions. How does that sound? This is the exact same thing that Belinda teaches with giving opportunity packets. We don't want to, you know, we're never looking for new team members. We're looking for leads. And with those leads, we want to give them information and then we want to step back. We want them to go through it and then we follow up with them on a later date. So doing this online, you don't have the opportunity to physically hand them over an opportunity packet. So having a video is something you'll definitely want to do. The next thing you want to do is you're going to want to move it to the phone. This will be much easier to close them rather than on Facebook Messenger, but you can call them over Facebook as well. So when you get on the phone with them after they've had a few days, you're going to, you know, lead this in a positive direction. You want them to be excited about what they heard instead of asking, oh, you know, was that confusing? What did you not understand? What did you need more clarity with? You know, ask things like, what did you love about what you heard? What excited you most? What were you most interested in? That way, when they get to the things that they're confused about, you've already helped remind them how amazing and exciting your business is. Always move off of social media and get them on the phone. The phone or in person, if they're close, is truly the best way to close. And if you're new, definitely get your sponsor on the phone as well. Belinda trains this and it's helped increase her group recruiting exponentially when she was in the field by getting on three-way calls with her team. So having your sponsor help answer any questions you might not have. And you know, it will also help be the expert. Many of the first people that you talk to in your business will be your warm market, you know, your friends and family. And at times, it can be hard for them to see us as the expert. So having this other person there can really help. And last but not least, repeat, repeat, repeat. You'll want to do this over and over again every single day to get better at it and to sponsor. Remember, it's a numbers game. If you plan on connecting with 2 to 3 people every single day on social media, become their friend, you will soon be enjoying the benefits of sharing this amazing opportunity with others and building your own dreams. So I just encourage you guys to really dedicate yourselves, really, you know, commit to doing this consistently and not giving up, understanding, like I said, that it's a numbers game. You will hear no. So get out there, put yourself out there, lead with a positive message, share valuable information, network and connect with people. And the key is making sure that you have that opportunity video where you're going to be able to share more information with them and then follow up with them to close. I can't wait to hear about all of your success, and I look forward to training with you next month on a new topic like we do every single month. I hope you guys have a fantastic year, and I can't wait to see your success in sponsoring.